trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us reverently bow our heads while we pray.
现在我们要祷告，请各位恭敬地低下头来。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们感觉到这个时辰很宝贵，因为这个时候我们可以同你接近。我们今天在求你差遣你的灵做我们的教员，帮助我们明白你的真理。愿天父上帝的灵也感动每一位听众的心，使他们不但是明白主的真理，更是有信心有力量可以遵从你的道理。我们这样的祈求，自己不配，完全是奉主的圣名。Amen. Let us turn together in book number 2 to lesson 93.
现在我们翻开第二册课本到第93课。
Lesson 93.
第93课。
The subject is the privilege of prayer.
这一课的题目是祈祷的特权。
An eminent religious writer has said,
有一位杰出的宗教作家曾经说，
Prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend.
祈祷是向上帝倾心吐意，好像对知己的朋友一样。
If we did not have friends,
要是我们没有朋友，
This world would be a sad place in which to live.
这个世界就会成为一个很可悲的住处了。
To unburden our hearts to a friend is not difficult.
将我们的心里头的重担向朋友卸下并不是一件困难的事情。
How often we have been cheered on our way by the advice and encouragement of a friend.
我们时常在生活上受到朋友的劝告或是勉励而得到鼓舞。
Sometimes God seems far away.
有的时候上帝似乎离开我们很远。
There may be a tendency,
很可能有一种倾向，
to feel that he is too remote,
感觉到他离开我们太远了，
and distant to be interested in man's affair,
而至于对人间的事事毫不关心。
Isaiah says of the Lord,
以赛亚论道主曾经说，
Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity,
因为那至高至上永远长存，
whose name is holy,
名为圣者的如此说，
I dwell in the high and holy place,
我住在至高至圣的所在，
and also with him who is of a contrite and humble spirits,
也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，
to revive the spirit of the humble,
为要使谦卑的人灵苏醒，
and to revive the heart of the contrite,
也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Isaiah 57:15,
以赛亚书第57章15节，
The God of heaven may inhabit eternity,
虽然天上的上帝居住在永恒之中，
But he draws near to his humble and contrite children,
但是他却与他的谦卑痛悔的儿女们相亲近。
Yes, the great ruler of the universe,
这一位伟大的宇宙的主宰，
wishes to be treated as an intimate friend,
希望你以一位亲密的朋友那样来对待他。
Share your problems with him.
应当让他来分担你的困难。
He will encourage you through his word.
他一定会用他的话来鼓励你。
The psalmist addresses God.
诗人向上帝说，
O thou that hearest prayer.
听祷告的主啊。
Unto thee shall all flesh come.
凡有血气的都要来救你。
God is a God who hears prayer.
上帝是听祷告的上帝。
We may call upon him.
我们随时都可以向他呼求。
All hours of the day.
我们每天无论什么时候都可以这样做。
It is not necessary to awaken him in the night.
在晚上也不需要叫醒他。
Because he neither slumbers nor sleeps.
因为他既不打盹也不睡觉。
Psalm 121:4.
诗篇121篇第四节。
Many people have the habit of bringing a gift when they are about to ask a favor.
很多人在他们要去求助于人的时候，通常是喜欢带着礼物去见那个人。
The Chinese have a proverb.
中国人有句俗语说，
Money can reach the gods.
钱能通神。
So we often see people going to temples to burn incense.And offer gifts to their gods.
因此我们常常看见人到庙里头向神烧香献礼。
It is not necessary to expend a lot of money in order to get God's sympathetic attention.
要得着上帝的同情眷顾是无需要花费很多金钱的。
The scripture merely says,
圣经仅仅是这样说，
Ask, and it shall be given you.
你们祈求就给你们。
Seek, and ye shall find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone that asketh receiveth.
每一个凡是求的就必得着。
And he that seeketh findeth.
凡是找寻找的就必寻见。
And to him that knocketh it shall be opened.
凡是叩门的就给你们开门。
Matthew 7:7.
马太七章七节。
If the heart is sincere,
如果我们的心是诚实的，
and the petition earnest,
我们的祈求是恳切的，
God will not turn away.
上帝就不会掉头不顾。
Be the man ever so poor.
不论那个人是多么样的贫穷。
He, God, is a rewarder,of them that diligently seek him.
他就是上帝赏赐那寻求他的人。
Hebrews 11:6.
希伯来书第十一章六节。
Surely he who did not spare his own son,
上帝既不爱惜自己的儿子，
but gave him up for us all,
为我们众人舍了，
will he not also give us all things with him?
岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们？
Romans 8:32.
罗马八章三十二节。
Let us remember,
让我们记住，
that God is our heavenly Father.
上帝是我们的天父。
We are his children.
我们是他的儿女。
He is just as interested in our welfare as are our own parents.
他正如我们亲生的父母一样，关心着我们的幸福。
Parents delight in seeing their children happy.
父母亲喜欢看见他们的儿女快乐。
Often they reward their children with gifts for being obedient.
他们也时常用礼物来奖励顺从的儿女。
Jesus said to his disciples,
耶稣对他的门徒说，
If ye then being evil,
你们虽然不好，
Know how to give good gifts unto your children.
尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
How much more shall your Father which is in heaven,
何况你们在天上的父，
give good gifts to them that ask him.
岂不把更好的东西给求他的人？
Matthew 7:11.
马太七章第十一节。
Many parents spoil their children by giving them everything they want.
很多父母对他们的儿女要什么就给什么，以至于把儿女惯坏。
Then they grow up
等到他们长大成人的时候
feeling that the world owes them a living
就觉得这个世界是应该养活他们
and if they do not always have their way
如果他们不能够随心所愿的话
they become sullen
他们就懊丧不已
what a selfish life to live
这是一种多么自私的生活
let us not treat our heavenly father that way
但愿我们不要这样对待我们的天父
God gives us only that which will be for our good
上帝只把那些对我们有益处的东西给我们
He always gives good gifts
他常赐下良好的礼物
These gifts are not necessarily material things
这些礼物并不一定是物质的东西
Let us not blame God if he sometimes refuses our requests
有的时候如果上帝拒绝了我们的要求但愿我们不要归咎于他
Just rest assured that what we have asked for is probably not for our good
只要放心地相信我们所求的也许对我们没有益处
And may cause us to become selfish
并且可能会使我们变成自私的人
Parents would be disappointed if children came to them only when they wanted to ask for something
如果儿女们只是在他们需要什么东西的时候才去见他们的父母这样的父母亲就会感觉到失望的
The hearts of parents are warmed when their children come to just say I love you
当儿女们来只是为了要说我爱您那么这样的父亲母亲心里面就会高兴
Or to say, is there anything I can do for you?
或者他们到父母的面前说，我有什么事情能够为你们做吗？
Or it may be to simply talk together.
或者是大家在一起谈谈天，这样父母亲的心就快乐了，就会温暖了。
Likewise, our Father in heaven is disappointed when we only come with requests for material help.
同样的当我们来到天上的父面前只是要求物质方面的帮助这样他也会失望的
Let us daily offer up prayers of love and thanksgiving
让我们每天献上我们的爱和感谢的祈祷吧
Are we weak and heavy laden?
我们是否软弱多愁
Cumbered with a load of care
千斤重担压肩头
We should never be discouraged
我们千万不要丧胆
Take it to the Lord in prayer
到主面前恳切求
Now let us look at the five vocabulary words to lesson 93
我们现在看第93课的五个生字
Number one
第一个
Remote
遥远的
RemoteTo intimate
亲密的
intimate 3 expend
花费
expend 4 diligently
殷勤
diligently 5 sullen
懊丧
sullen Now we will read the lesson over in English.
现在我们把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 93, The Privilege of Prayer.
第93课,祈祷的特权。
An eminent religious writer has said, Prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. If we did not have friends,This world would be a sad place in which to live. To unburden our hearts to a friend is not difficult. How often we have been cheered on our way by the advice and encouragement of a friend. Sometimes God seems far away. There may be a tendency to feel that he is too remote and distant.To be interested in man's affairs. Isaiah says of the Lord, Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Isaiah 57:15. The God of heaven may inhabit eternity, but he draws near to his humble and contrite children. Yes, the great ruler of the universe wishes to be treated as an intimate friend. Share your problems with him. He will encourage you through his word. The psalmist addresses God, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. God is a God who hears prayer. We may call upon him all hours of the day. It is not necessary to awaken him in the night, because he neither slumbers nor sleeps. Psalm 121:4. Many people have the habit of bringing a gift when they are about to ask a favor. The Chinese have a proverb, money can reach the gods. So we often see people going to temples to burn incense and offer gifts to their gods. It is not necessary to expend a lot of money in order to get God's sympathetic attention. The scripture merely asks, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Matthew 7:7. If the heart is sincere, and the petition earnest, God will not turn away, be the man ever so poor. He, God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Surely he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? Romans 8:32, according to the Revised Standard Version. Let us remember that God is our Heavenly Father. We are his children. He is just as interested in our welfare as are our own parents. Parents delight in seeing their children happy. Often they reward their children with gifts for being obedient. Jesus said to his disciples, If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Matthew 7:11. Many parents spoil their children by giving them everything they want. Then they grow up feeling that the world owes them a living. And if they do not always have their way, they become sullen. What a selfish life to live. Let us not treat our Heavenly Father that way. God gives us only that which will be for our good. He always gives good gifts. These gifts are not necessarily material things. Let us not blame God if he sometimes refuses our requests. Just rest assured that what we have asked for is probably not for our good and may cause us to become selfish. parents would be disappointed if children came to them only when they wanted to ask for something. The hearts of parents are warmed when their children come to just say, "I love you," or to say, "Is there anything I can do for you?" Or it may be to simply talk together. Likewise, our Father in heaven is disappointed when we only come with requests for material help. Let us daily offer up prayers of love and thanksgiving. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And so prayer is a wonderful privilege.
祷告是一种奇妙的特权。
Prayer is a two-way conversation.
祷告是一种双方面的交通。
We take our request to God in prayer.
我们可以将我们心里面所有的挂虑用祷告带到上帝的面前。
And he answers us through his word.
他也借着他的话来回答我们。
So it is necessary to combine prayer with Bible study.
我们应当将我们的祈祷和研究圣经这两件事情合在一块。
We should read the word of God as we would listen to God's voice.
在我们研究圣经的时候，就好像要听上帝的声音一样。
For the Bible is indeed the voice of God speaking to us.
因为圣经的确是上帝对我们说话的声音。
And so when we pray to God, we should ask him to give us appropriate promises in the Bible.
就在我们研究圣经祷告的时候，我们应该祈求上帝借着他的圣经给我们合适的应许。
We thank God that he loves to hear his children pray.
我们感谢上帝，因为他喜欢听他的儿女们祷告。
He is not too busy to listen to our petitions.
他不会忙得没有时间听我们的祈求。
We should take everything to the Lord in prayer.
我们应该将所有的事情用祷告带到主的面前。
We are going to continue this subject in the next lesson.
下一课我们还要继续研究这个题目。
And I trust before we get through these studies, you will be living the life of prayer.
在我们研究完这些题目之前，你已经一定会开始过这种祷告的生活了。
I do not know just what situation you are in today, friend.
朋友，我不晓得你今天的处境如何。
It is possible that you are living alone.
可能是你一个人单独过生活。
It is possible that your loved ones are far away.
可能你的亲人，你所爱的人离你很远。
It is even possible that your loved ones have passed away.
也很可能有一些个你所亲爱的人已经过世了。
And you may feel very, very lonely today.
可能你会感觉到，今天会感觉到很孤独。
But remember, with Christ, you are never alone.
但是你要记住，跟耶稣在一块儿你不会是孤独的。
And though you cannot see him,
虽然你看不见他，
if you continue to pray for him, pray to him,
如果你继续的向他祈祷，
you will feel that his presence is very near.
你就会感觉到他是就在你的身边。
May God give you this comfort today is my prayer.
愿主在今天赐给你这样的安慰。
May the Lord bless you until the next broadcast.
愿主赐福给你，直到下次我们再会。